From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to be able to be gathered around the radio once again with another edition. This would be the Thursday edition of the Living Truth Radio program. And this week, we are focusing on the concept of searching, trying, and turning. Talking about taking an inventory, a personal inventory in our Christian life. And our key text is Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40, where the Word of God says, "Let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord." Now, we have been focusing this week on the idea of searching our lives. And we've talked about the concept of searching our lives as it relates to our salvation, our sin, making certain that sin is the exception rather than the rule in our lives, our separation, are we living the separated Christian life, our service, that is, are we serving the Lord as we should, our social life, that is, are we maintaining godly relationships, and then our sincerity, are we sincere in our walk with the Lord. Today, we're going to go into the next step of this little inventory that we are conducting, and that is, let us try our ways. You can see it very clearly there in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40. Let us search and try our ways. Now, this trying is done to test or prove that all of our ways are being conducted in accordance with the Word of God. And so let me ask you that today, very clearly, very, very directly, very personally. Can you say that all of your ways are being conducted in accordance with the Word of God? Let us try our ways. Now, there are some areas I think that we should really put up front as it comes to trying our ways. There are many things that we could look at. But first of all, I think it's important that we should be trying our attitudes. In other words, do our attitudes comply with the attitudes of the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, I think that sometimes we can say very clearly that a person's attitude will make a big difference in that individual's living for the Lord. An attitude can make or break one's Christian living, as it were, and it's important that as we go throughout this life, that we reflect the attitude of the Lord Jesus Christ in everything that we do. You know, in the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." It basically involves the idea of making certain that the attitude that Christ has is the attitude that we should live by in our day-by-day living. Of course, it goes on to say, "Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, and being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." Now, there are many attitudes that the Lord Jesus Christ had that you and I should have, and we can understand those attitudes when we study the life of Christ. But here is a very significant attitude. Christ humbled himself from the glories of heaven to the gloominess of the manger to the gruesomeness of that cross in order to provide salvation for you and for me. We should have that same attitude. Humility. Humility in serving the Lord. Humility in serving others. And you know, when it comes to attitudes, every attitude we have is a personal choice. We're talking here about the attitude of humility that was found in the Lord Jesus Christ. We can determine in our own life if we are going to have a humble attitude or a proud attitude. Let's select the humble attitude. and reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Let us try our ways. Let us make certain that as we try our attitudes, that our attitudes reflect the Lord Jesus Christ. Secondly, as we try our ways, I think it's important that we try our actions. Try our actions to make certain that we are separate from evil and sinful ways. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 22, it says, abstain from all appearances of evil. Abstain from all appearances of evil. That ties into the concept of the separated life that we talked about the other day on the broadcast. But the fact of the matter is that you and I as Christians must make certain that the actions that we portray, that the actions that we involve ourselves with are not actions that appear to be sinful. In other words, certainly we are to separate from those actions that truly are sinful, whatever they may be. But not only are we to separate from that which would appear to be evil, but we are certainly to make certain that we separate from evil every day of our lives. Act in such a way that glorifies the Lord and not hinders the name of the Lord. When we look at our actions, we are to make certain that our actions are conformed to Jesus Christ. You know, it's interesting to note in Philippians chapter 1 and verse 27, it says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that ye stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. In other words, are we living the kind of a lifestyle that reflects the Lord Jesus Christ? Certainly, if we are not separating from evil, if we are not staying away from that which appears to be evil, if we are not separating from sin, we are not reflecting the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, somebody once said one time that the only Jesus that some people will see is the Jesus that they see in you and me. Does our life reflect the Lord Jesus Christ? That's a very important thing to take into consideration. Let us try our ways. Let us try our attitudes. Let us try our actions, but then let us also try our aspirations. What is it that we want to be like in our life? What is it that we want to focus on in our life? Over in the book of Colossians chapter 3, we find these words in verses 1 and 2, where it says, if ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For as verse 3 goes on to say, you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. We must try our aspirations. What is it that you aspire to be in your life? Really, what is it? Do you aspire to be the most important person in your town? Do you aspire to be the one who has the best income on your city block? Do you aspire to have everybody look up to you and say, wow, what kind of a great person that individual is? Think about it. Think about it in your own heart, because there's no doubt in my mind, and there's no doubt about it, that every one of us aspire to be something or to reflect something in our lives. The aspiration for those of us who know the Lord is that, number one, we should be certain that we aspire to be heavenly in all that we do. Look at verse 1 of Colossians 3. He says, if then ye be risen with Christ. And by the way, every Christian is risen with Jesus Christ. That is, we have life through Christ. We are risen, as it were, from the pangs and the penalty of sin, and we are alive in Jesus Christ. And he says, if ye then be risen with Christ, then seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. We should aspire to live the kind of a life that reflects the heavenlies. which means a holy life, a sinless life, a life of worship, a life of praise unto God. And as we are certain, or should be certain, to have aspirations that reflect the heavenlies, we also should be certain to have aspirations that do not reflect the earthly. Again, you see that in the second verse of Colossians 3, where he says, set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. The fact of the matter is, in everything that we say, do, think, desire to be, whatever the case, we should do this. We should want to reflect a heavenly lifestyle and not an earthly, sinful lifestyle. What about it in your life? Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 40 tells us, let us try our ways. Do your attitudes reflect Christ? Do your actions reflect Christ? Do your aspirations reflect the heavenlies? You know, that's something that we as Christians should take into consideration every day of our lives. Because, you see, without trying our ways according to the Word of God, we will fail greatly in our testimony for Christ. And when we fail greatly in our testimony for Jesus Christ, we not only hinder our own testimony, but we dishonor the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us and gave himself for us. Yes, indeed. Let us search our lives. Let us try our ways. The Lord willing, tomorrow we'll look at the concept of let us turn to the Lord. Let's make certain that if we see that there is anything in our life that does not reflect Christ, that we repent of that and begin to reflect Christ. Thank you for joining me today. Until tomorrow, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today, and to that we say, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dahl, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.